This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani behind the microphone. Bill Steinbach is behind the glass. And you can call him anytime at 412-928-9370, and he'll put you through to me, and we'll talk. And that's what we're here to do for the next 2 hours. I'm sure Tab Douglas, as he always does, covers just about everything there is to cover. So these topics haven't changed much recently, so we'll be covering the same thing, probably. Beginning with the Penguins tonight, and the trade deadline is coming up on Monday. So the question right off the bat is, do you expect Jim Rutherford to make a deal sometime between now and then? They have made deals already, but now with Columbus making a deal, Jim Rutherford may be sitting there thinking, wait a minute, they're right level with us at 71 points. They have a game in hand. They just acquired Matt Duchene, who's having one of his best seasons. He's a 28-year kid, a former third overall pick, a really good player, I think. And they gave up conditional first-round picks in each of the next 2 years to get him. So they're serious. They know where they are. They came off a win last night in Ottawa, which was easy for him to make the switch because he was in Ottawa, so he played for Columbus. Tonight, Columbus will be home against San Jose. But Duchene should give them a spark absolutely down the stretch. So does Jim Rutherford do anything? If so, what would you expect him to do? And what does he have to trade? He's still pocketed his number one pick from this coming season, 2019, but they've made a habit of trading a lot of those picks. And at some point, that comes back and will affect you. But this team is in a position to win. They have a lot of people who need to get off the schneid. Leading the way on this is Phil Kessel. Phil Kessel is just not doing what he's supposed to do, largely meaning he's not shooting the puck. You can't score unless you shoot, and he's not shooting, so he's not scoring. And when he doesn't score, to me, he has very little value for you. And that's the dilemma they're in with Phil Kessel. Does he wake up? Does he become the player that he was during, you know, most of last year's regular season or the year before the playoff run? He's certainly capable, but he has to score goals. That's what he was here to do. That's why he's still, that's the number one reason why. You got to shoot to score. He's not doing it. So once again, they've been toying with him off the number one power play unit, but then again, most of his stuff comes there. You're hurting the power play unit at the same time by taking him off, unless you believe potentially Guentzel can be the guy who does, you know, the heavy lifting on that from a point producing standpoint. But I think the Penguins not only need Phil Kessel to get going, but they also need Patrick Hornquist to get going. This is another person who they gave a lot of money to in a 5-year extension, and they need him to put up better numbers. He's been moving around second line, third line, fourth line at times. He was on the third line, which is not a bad spot for him to be at this point, I suppose. But they got to get better results from those guys. There's no question about that, and it has to start here tonight. So the Flyers are more desperate than they were the last time the Penguins played them. They were desperate then. They're worse now because they've lost two in a row, and Brian Elliott is going to be in goal tonight. Carter Hart got kind of abused the other day against San Jose, one of the better teams before San Jose came to Pittsburgh, man. Or was it the day after? Whatever case may be, he gave up 3 goals very quickly and the game was taken out. And I think that's a good thing to do for a young goaltender because he is so young, 20 years old. You don't want him to get shell-shocked to the point where it affects him mentally at that point. So they took him out, and Elliott will start here tonight. So I have a larger question, too, in addition to the trade deadline. If you have a thought, call me. But also, are you to the point where you have seen maybe too many Stadium Series games? Is the magic of that thing wearing off with you? I put on a Twitter poll on that, and many people believe it's time to at least cut back on the number of these games. I personally like the concept. I liked it when it started, but I think like anything else, you can oversaturate yourself, and I think they've done that now. Winter Classic is a nice thing. It's on New Year's Day. It's a cool idea. It was really good when it first started, and then they started to double down and bring them to different stadium series. And I get it. You know, it's an event. People like events. There'll be a ton of people there tonight in Philadelphia. But honestly, if you go to those things, if you're in the stands, it's difficult to see. You can't necessarily, if you're way on up in the upper deck on some of them, you'd be hard-pressed to find out what's going on down there trying to find the puck. That's just the way it is. It's a difficult sell that way. But again, most people would like to take part in the event. They come for the event. But it's also risky. We have seen bad ice surfaces because of weather issues. And tonight in Philadelphia, there's a good chance it's going to rain a lot. Temperatures in the 40s. That's not exactly conducive to ice surfaces being at their best. And the last thing you would want is somebody to get injured because of it. So, you know, the bottom line there is you have to make sure that we haven't gone too far. And I think as a league, maybe they have. That's just my opinion. What is yours? 412-928-9370 is that number to call. So let me know about those two topics as far as the Penguins are concerned. Not much has changed with the Steelers and what has gone on there. Antonio Brown now is on the trade block. Kevin Colbert told the NFL Network yesterday when he was on that there have been three teams that have reached out to him. I've said all along I wouldn't give him away, and I still don't want to give him away. But what about the outside chance that these offers aren't to the Steelers' liking? And maybe, just maybe, I think it's a long shot, but maybe the best thing for them is to retain him just because you don't want to give him away. Is that something you think can happen? I don't, but it's a possibility. Kevin Colbert didn't rule it out the other day when he met with the local media about that. So, you know, the bottom line is we'll see how it goes and see what the offers are. But I think another question that's realistic for them is Antonio Brown is due a $2.5 million bonus coming up on March 17th. Hypothetically, let's say the Steelers do not get what they want in terms of an offer. Should they go ahead and pay the $2.5 million to keep this thing going in the hopes that as you get closer to the draft, that another team may become more vocal and may speak up and say, yes, we can make a deal, and you have to absorb the $2.5 million. Now, you don't want to do that, ideally. You want to stay away from that. But at the same time, if you believe getting closer to the draft can help you in terms of enhancing your trade value in return for Antonio Brown, wouldn't you do that? I think I would. You know, they just saved $14.5 million with Le'Veon Bell. I think there'll be some money there. The cap is going to go up a little bit, so it can help you from that regard. I don't want to pay him another dime, to be honest. But if I had to get more money or more value in return, would you do it? 412-928-9370 is that number to call. So we'll start with the Penguins, we'll start with the Steelers, and we'll start with Benny in Maryland, who joins us on line one. Hey, Benny.
Hey, what's up, Pomp?
How's it going?
All right, man, all right. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the Pens real quick. You know, they've been pretty inconsistent all year. Everyone's kind of seen that. But I guess what worries me is that I feel like maybe we're starting to, we've been seeing it all year. Maybe the beginning of the end is kind of happening right before us. It always happens quicker than you think it's going to happen. And, you know, you're seeing Malkin be inconsistent all year long. Seems like Kessel's already hit his expiration date with the Penguins. And, I mean, you still got Crosby and Letang playing great. But I feel like maybe we're seeing the beginning of the end, even maybe Hornquist. I mean, he hasn't scored in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's the danger of five-year deals for guys like that. Only because I say guys like that, the way he plays, his style of play, Benny, it's conducive for concussions, it seems. And he's not going to change. And while he's important to right now, you're right, down the road, that could be a contract that you look back on and say, well, it was too long in terms of term. Although I understood why Jim Rutherford did it. You mentioned about Kessel time. You believe it's time for him to move on? And if so, what do you think he would get right now in a trade? Because he's not having one of his better stretches.
I think it's going to be a situation where they're going to have to eat part of the contract. And I think as far as getting back, you know, maybe third-round pick and eat part of the contract, and I don't think it'll happen until the offseason, maybe sometime around before the draft.
Yes, I would agree with that. I don't think it's something you'd see tomorrow or the next day. It's going to happen. If it does happen, it'll happen. Because at some point, everyone reaches that point where you're, you know, no longer the same person you were when you were acquired, and you're getting up there in age. You got to try to get something back in return. It won't happen in the next 2 days. I'd be shocked if it did.
No, it won't. I mean, I hope that they still do it, but I got my doubts.
Thanks, Benny. Appreciate that. Let's go out to the Truth in South Hills. Truth, be told.
Hey, Bob. Bob, how are you, man?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, you know, I agree with you. It's turned into a little bit of a money grab on the NHL, but it's still kind of an exciting thing, and they haven't totally overdone it where, like, you know, every team gets an outside game. And, you know, revenue is a big thing for the NHL. They're going to make a lot of money tonight, so I can understand why they're doing it.
And I agree with that. I just wonder, from a fan's point of view and watching them, are you tired of watching them? And if you have you been to them in person, Truth?
I have not. And, you know, I really only watch the Penguins anyway in the NHL. So, you know, it'll be kind of, you know, a bonus tonight to watch a game that's, you know, a little bit different. So, I don't know. I don't think for the average, you know, maybe on the, I don't know how the national TV audiences view it. But as far as, you know, watching the Penguins, if they're playing outdoors, I'll be more interested in it, to tell you the truth.
No, I agree with that, but it's because they're important games, too. That, to me, this late in the season makes me wonder about, you know, if you had to this is a very big game and you're playing it outdoors and more of an event type, you know, that's serious business. They need the points. So do the Flyers. So, But I think it's served its point, made money, will continue to make money, but I wouldn't go beyond where we are right now if they're thinking that, because I've heard some people say that. But thanks, Truth. Appreciate the call. We're up against a break. Bob, on the cell phone, you hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.